So did you work at the fair? You were one of the...
Well, I... Actually, what I did was I was the chairman of the fair movers when we moved the fair over to this place. And we built the big building. It's the only big building that's on the fairground by selling little plastic. We made them, you know, like building blocks.
Mm-hmm.
Plastic that looked like building blocks. We sold them for $1 a piece. And that's how we built the bigger building here.
Wow. What year was that?
Oh, my. That was about... I'd say it was about 19...
Was it
50
in the
50s? I don't think so. I think it was before that. I came home from service in 46.
Can I show you some pictures?
Sure.
This is a picture of the...
We moved from Shoot Car Park.
100th anniversary. This is in 1954.
Okay.
And this is... this out here? This wasn't Shoot Car, I think.
Oh, yeah. That could be my brother for that matter.
Really?
Yeah. Because let's see what kind of tractor is it. I don't know, but he spent a lot of time. He had a farm about 2 miles from here.
What was his name?
Big dairy farm. It was 150 cows.
What was his first name?
Dale Teller. Arnold Dale Teller.
All right.
I have a picture of him. He and I were picked by the state for some special award. I don't know. I've got it someplace.
Do you have a favorite story related to the fair?
I've got lots of stories. See, the fair was over at Shoot Park.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't enough for us. So somehow or other I got appointed to be the chairman of the fair movers.
Mm-hmm.
And we set up the different things to raise money, you know, like the concrete blocks, similar.
Yeah.
And then we sold those. We got enough to build that building.
Up here. Yeah. So how did you get the property out here?
There are a lot of big stories about that, but. We arranged first you had to find the property, and that was an ideal location.
Yeah.
To film. And then we had to figure out some way to get it. Now, there are lots of arguments about that, where the money came from and how and so on. And we feel that the Boosters really got the money that paid for the property. I think it was about $16,000.
Huh?
And, now remember, I can't give you this in writing or anything, because it's just what a lot of people will tell you that in this room, and I saw a number of them, including the one time board manager. I talked to him, too.
Okay.
And can get pictures of him, because it was 10 years ago. But anyway, when we got the property, somehow, and the National Guard can't find any proof that the state paid us some money for that property. They can't find the proof, but we can't show any proof either. And so they're there. And they, you know, they're there, they built their building, and they make use of it, and they want to move it. It's not big enough for us, and all that sort of a thing. And we went through a whole series of getting money one way or another, putting up buildings or whatever on the come up and it's gone to the vote of the county.
Mm-hmm.
Two or three times it went down because of Eastern Washington County never would support us. We always had enough votes around about here, but
not sorry. So when the fair was over at Shute Park,
yeah.
I also have some pictures of that. Here's another one. I was just going to talk a couple more of those fairs. Sure. You know, there's, yeah. So there are procedures and evidence claims there questions and there's just a flood cause.
Okay.
We had a fair and it was there.
So this was over at Shute Park?
As far as I can tell.
It looks like it says it's dated 1962.
It looks like it because that's supposed to be. You believe it has to be treated like that.
Yeah, and I'm looking for an aerial. I need to mark these.
It looks like the old building.
Yeah. And is that's up here, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Look at the building.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So I was curious about like the buildings that were over at Shute Park that were there for the fair. What happened to those? Were they moved or?
Well, we didn't have very many buildings. Actually, we didn't.
Really?
There was one main building in the center of the park. I forget what they call that, but see, they had skating skating rinks and all sorts of things.
I think you guys can find a picture of that. Yeah, that's the one that was built by Orange Snow.
Right. But when we had our booths there, we had a dairy and we had our booth and we sold little half pints of chocolate milk. You know?
Oh yeah. That's very. And here's the pavilion.
That's right. Well,
that's the one.
Kind of looks like a skating rink.
Yeah. So that was taken down after you moved over here.
It isn't there anymore.
No. Yeah.
And then we moved over here and started doing what we could to put up building. Volunteer organization.
Yeah.
All the way up until somehow the county took it over and I guess it's in some vote or some bylaws or something that arranged for the county to appoint a fair board which is supposed to take control of the fairgrounds. And we worked with the fair board all that time, a good share of the time. the chairman of the fair board was a member of our boosters.
Did you have a good relationship with
him? Oh yeah, in the early days we did.
Mm-hmm.
Something happened, and I don't know exactly when it started. We got a man in who was a realtor. He was a lawyer, and he was also a realtor, and people found out, he was appointing people, getting people appointed to the fair board that were his tools, basically. I don't use those kind of words for me.
Okay.
but what happened was that he started promoting things like the prize was when he had made an agreement with a company in Portland to take, I think it was 67 acres of the fair where all the buildings were located and having it in a like they have it just out by, what's that town called?
Commercial station? No, it's called
I-5.
At I-5. Like the mall? Like you mean
well, the store? Well, there's a little town out there. Starts
with
a B.
We can't remember.
Well, there's one out there, believe me.
Yeah.
And they built that, and I know that the city of, or the county of West one thing in his mind, as far as we can tell, that he was going to make some money out of this place if he could, because he was, his whole life, he's a lawyer, but his whole life was in getting into any kind of arrangement where he could make some money, and he was going to do that. I mean, his appointments on the fair board were all lackeys of his. And the fair board had 7 members. And, gee, I hope you don't quote me on all this.
Okay.
it had 7 members. He was one of the 4 who controlled the whole of what was going on. The other 3 were appointees of his.
Mm-hmm.
And I could get into the religious aspects of it because they all believe the same, belong to the same religion. And they did everything he told them to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they were taking care of getting somebody in here to take the 67 acres and we battled through the man to keep that from happening and we killed him.
Do you remember what year this was?
Well, let's just put it this way. I know it was in the last 10 years.
Okay. Yeah. And they wanted to redevelop.
They had it all plotted out.
Right.
The area and the kinds of buildings that were going in there, all the, you know, streets and so forth. And they were going to generously leave 10 acres for it. And they would do generously build us a building in return for those systems.
Yeah.
Was
the fair manager from out of state or from here?
Well, the fair manager, yes, came from out of state and he'd already done some things that were not.
Right.
At his last 2 jobs.
Yeah.
And our fair chairman, I mean, I think, yeah, fair chairman, was the one that got him appointed.
Yeah.
And that man at one time was getting $100,000 a year salary.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
And of course he was doing it. So,
is the relationship better now with the board and the boosters, or is it not much?
No. We have put up members to the county to appoint.
Yeah.
Who the heart and soul have been in fair. They never appointed one of them.
Okay.
Well, I'm telling you a lot of things.
No, it's important to know. I have one question I didn't ask you.
What?
Who has the most influence on you?
On what?
On your life.
Well, probably my family.
Your family?
My brother was a very successful dairyman outside of town here. I said he was milking 150 cows. And he used his equipment and everything to come over here. You know, this place had a lot of wet holes in the, on the property. And we had to get a lot of it tiled. And of course, you had to bring electricity in and all those different things. And then put up barn. He actually, there's a very, very nice modern milking parlor on the property. He got that built by the milking parlor off company. And he did things like that. He's bringing his equipment up for a lot of time because there was a lot of work needed to be done in this property. So he was chairman of the boosters and all sorts of things. Well, I was too, but that was a thankless job, really. But we all wanted to do it, and that's the same way with our boosters here that are meeting here today. They're wonderful people, and they work their hearts out for this fair. And still, was just terrible. I wish that guy's ridiculous, but
yeah.
What can we do about it?
Too bad. Let me look and see if I have any other personal memories.
I thought it'd be fun to have a family story of a time at the fair that you remember. Maybe one of the
back at this place.
Yeah.
Shoot Park. Being in the dairy business, we obviously have to have a booth. So we had a booth, and we sold bottles of chocolate milk. And my brother always had maybe one of these cows in the small area we had for display of the animals. We didn't have very much space. And also, let's see what else did he do.
Do you remember how much you filled the bottles of chocolate milk for?
Well, they were small bottles.
Yeah.
We called them half pints.
Uh-huh.
And it was probably 10 or 15 cents. Really, not very much.
Yeah.
We were selling bottles of milk for 15, 19 cents, probably. Delivered.
Yeah. So what other things?
When we quit our dairy, when we sold them, what happened was the paper cartons came in, and we just did not have the finances to put in a paper carton machine. They were terribly expensive.
Glass?
Well, we were all glass, yes, yeah. Bottle caps. Yeah. And we pasteurized and homogenized. At one time, we had 7 trucks running, carrying the county. We started schools and at the university in Horse Grove, and stores, you know, big, the big stores, you know, we'd start them with milk, and deliver them milk and they'd sell it. And then restaurants, and we'd have a special machine where they just pull a handle and get their milk and
put
it on the...
Did you do business with Carnation, the factory?
Not really.
No.
Not really, no.
And do you remember, I had read about the milk wars, where the prices...
Well, there were milk wars, but then, of course, they had the state set up a milk commission. I don't forget what they call it anymore. And they would establish the price.
So that got the end of that.
That's good.
Well, is there anything else you want to share with us that you can think of relating to...
Well, a lot of things I've forgotten that I'll remember when I leave.
Well, I'll give you my card, so if you want, you can call me up or you can...
Oh, I love that. That card is pretty thrilling.
No. We need you to sign this. And we also need your phone number.
Let's see if I can take it. 503-257-6857. Which is not my life. I ever put out a full number that was easy to remember.
So this just says, I agree by signing that I'm giving permission to the Washington County Fair History Committee to use my information, stories, and photos in the fair history book.
As long as you use it with discretion.
Okay.
I don't want to be the dirty guy here in this town.
Well, that's fine.
This is what?
Today's the 16th. 26th. Where am I? The 26th. So do you know the Banda Hayes?
The Banda Hayes?
Yeah, Joan and Charlie.
I know them from having been around them and so forth, but not on them.
Purple, yeah. I used to work with Joan at the Horse Grove Library when my kids were little, yeah. Yeah.
You know that my next job after the dairy was in the war. I was an officer in World War II. Was a professor at the same university. 30 years.
What did he teach?
I taught speech and radio and television.
Really?
One time in my career, I was a radio announcer.
Really?
Yes, I'm
Television studio at the
City
University for the community television when
I
first got college.
One time I had an active live television station in there.
Yeah.
Where we broadcast it to the, it was the, it was the government, no, the county, it was a county station that had several studios. And we were one of the studios because we were the one for Forest Grove. And they had a full-time man, an engineer there. And we had quite a compass class. And they learned a little bit, you know. But I got kids put off to the university campus and could broadcast. We had regular classes.
Well, thank you so much for your time. This is so good to meet you.
For being so nice, and I hope I didn't bring up things that...
Well, you know, it's all part of it.
Certainly.
Oh, yeah.